Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being with us today. You know, folks, about a month and a half ago or so, I was asked to go to Washington to moderate a panel with the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Some of you will remember that. And I moderated a small business panel where the U.S. Trade Representative was hosting five countries from the southern part of Africa. And these people were part of the Southern African Commercial Union, which is the oldest commercial union in the world. And they had come over to the United States to talk about trade. Well, in meeting some of those people, they've called me and asked me to interview someone else on my show, and I want to do that right now. Her name is Masakoa Masiri Mwamba. She is the CEO of Botswana Export Development Investment Authority, and we're going to talk about trade. Welcome to the show, Masira.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Now how did I do with the name there? Masakoa.
You did extremely well, Masakoa.
Masakoa.
Right.
Okay, I'm working on that.
Right.
All right. Now, as I said, I was in D.C. and met about 50 of your countrymen and from other countries, Namibia, South Africa, mm-hmm. Lesotho, and Swaziland,
mm-hmm.
and they were over here talking about trade, and that's what you're doing as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, tell me, you're over here you're sort of in a reconnaissance mode right now, aren't you? And getting ready for a June event.
Yes, we are. We will be participating at the CCA. At the CCA mission in June,
mm-hmm.
Which is a mission which is trying to promote trade between USA and Africa. It's a specific forum where we will have representation from a lot of U.S. companies, but we'll also have representation from a lot of African-based countries, and we are trying to see how best we can position and promote the event so that it is mutually beneficial both at a government and at a private sector level.
Right. Talk to us about Masakoa. Talk to us about some of the things that Botswana has to offer other countries in terms of trade.
Botswana is a relatively small country of about 1.6 million people.
Orient us around where you are on the continent.
Yes, we are a landlocked country which is just above South Africa, and we border Zimbabwe, we border Zambia, and we border Namibia,
mm-hmm.
and we are one of the most successful economies in Africa in terms of our GDP, the gross domestic product, and we have had a track record of very good financial performance. We are rated by international organizations like Standard & Poor's and Moody's, and have an extremely high credit rating. Botswana is not a very well-known economy. It's an economy that has derived its success out of a successful Diamonds for Development campaign, where the mineral wealth has been used to a large extent to develop the infrastructure and the services and the corporate governance that is required and is critical for enabling a legitimate and a viable business environment.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your government. Your government organization?
Botswana is one of the oldest democracies in Africa. It's been independent. We've already had about five successful democratic elections.
Mm-hmm.
We have had three presidents, which were all elected and had change of government under peaceful means. And with a multi-party democracy, and as I say, it is one of the oldest and probably one of the most current and viable democratic platforms on the African region.
Well, and which is one of the reasons why your economy is doing so well.
Precisely,
because
we all know that economic stability is a critical and a must for economic success and economic viability.
Well, democratic governments
mm-hmm.
produce liberties for their people.
Absolutely.
And people who feel free enjoy the benefits of the marketplace in ways that no other system can offer.
and democratic governments are also held accountable at an economic and socio-economic level as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Mesakoa, about some of the specific things that you mentioned, diamonds and that sort of thing. But there are some other things. You guys are focusing on tourism too. Ecotourism is big business these days, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are focusing on tourism. Botswana, we have one of the seven wonders. We have the Okavango swamps in Botswana. And we also have a lot of area that is wilderness and that is desert. And ecotourism is very good for us. We've been very keen in our tourism strategy to try to preserve our natural resource to whatever extent possible. And therefore, it is only now we are exploring other options and opportunities in the tourism sector. Mm-hmm. However, we are not just retaining it at that level. We are also offering golfing, for example, for keen business people. We are offering golfing as a golfing destination because we see that there's a whole variety of things that people want to engage in a peaceful and secure environment, and they feel that they can engage in a number of different activities whilst they're out there, and then that can also lead to increasing and improving trade and investment opportunities.
Well, we certainly, in America, we're certainly familiar with the South African golfers mm-hmm. who are part of the tour over
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the most famous one is a man that I've met before, Gary Player.
Oh, absolutely. We haven't produced any yet because we are just starting out, but we hope we'll get there one day.
the point is, though, is you're a neighbor. I mean, you're right there on the border of South Africa, of the nation
absolutely.
Of South Africa, and it's all part of the – in fact, I think I'm trying to think of – there's Nick Price is from – isn't he from Zimbabwe?
He may well be.
He's not yes. South Africa. Anyway, the other things, there are other things, though, that you offer. I know you offer information
things,
technology.
There are other things, Jim, and notably of particular interest are financial services because, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we do have quite a steady track record of being one of the fastest growing economies, and we have one of the strongest strongest currencies.
Mm-hmm.
The Botswana pula is very strong. It is convertible. It's a convertible currency,
mm-hmm.
and therefore a lot of businesses are looking at using Botswana as their financial base.
Stand by. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. And I'm going to ask Masagoa about the balance of trade. I think there's a little bit of an imbalance of trade. I want to find out what they can buy from us, too, because we'd like to send some of our products over there. 20 after, we'll be right back with our new friend, Masagoa Masire Mwamba. We're back. It's 23 after. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Mamasagoa Masire Mwamba is our guest. And our new friend, she is the CEO of Botswana Export Development and Investment Authority, the BEDIA. And she's over in the United States as an advanced person for a summit, an African business, U.S. African Business Summit that will be held in Washington, D.C. on June 24th through the 27th. And to talk about doing trade between our two countries. And I really think this is a great thing that we're doing. I'm so excited about the way countries, Mamasiko, I'm so excited about the way countries are trading together
mm-hmm.
more and more
mm-hmm.
these days.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that bodes well for the prospect of peace in the future.
Absolutely. No, we agree entirely.
Yeah. One of the things I noticed when I was working with the South African Commercial Union in March was that we actually have a trade deficit. The U.S. has a trade deficit with Botswana, in that we buy more things from you than you buy from us. But you do buy things from us, don't you?
Yes, we do buy things from you. We buy a lot of equipment, a lot of machinery,
technology,
and I think to a large extent we also buy a lot of services.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a number of consulting and a number of services that have been offered in Botswana from the U.S., and that has been quite significant.
I wonder if the reason for a lot of the imbalance of the trade deficit, I guess I should say, are the diamonds.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, our biggest exports are diamonds, which currently account for about 30% of our GDP.
Mm-hmm.
And but we are making inroads in textiles as well through the AGOA forum, where we are part of the U.S. administration's endeavor to try to provide better access for African manufactured and produced goods into the U.S. market.
Right.
And so we have already started under that campaign and are supplying some of the textiles within this country.
One of the interesting things that's going on these days is when you call into an 800 number,
mm-hmm.
you never know where that person lives who's answering the phone. And I know that one of the things that you guys are promoting in Botswana is for companies all over the world to use Botswana for their call centers.
Absolutely, Jim. We spend quite a lot of money in terms of the education in the country. Mm-hmm. We have one of the highest per capita in terms of expenditure on education. A lot of our people are trained in some of the best universities right here in the U.S.,
yes.
In the U.K., and all across the world, because, as I mentioned earlier, as a small country, we could not develop all of those resources internally. But what it does do for us is that it puts us in a very good position to be able to interact and to be able to provide services that are required on an international basis.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a fully digital network, telecommunications network, and therefore the possibility of setting up call centers and either information technology-related services in Botswana is something that is very key and something that can assist greatly, given that we do have the solid financial background and therefore the political stability, which is going to ensure that your calls do get answered when they're supposed to get answered.
Well, I really love hearing you speak the English language, Mamaskoa, and if your other countrymen speak it so beautifully as you do with the accent that you have, which you probably say that Americans have the accent, you don't have the accent. But anyway, that would be fine with me to have a phone call answered by one of your folks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think it's just accepting the reality of globalization.
Absolutely.
That the costs in different, the advantage that we offer is sometimes also the costs of a production, whether it be in call centers or in manufacturing or in other types of services,
right,
are much more realistic and much more affordable in our respective environments.
Right. Mamasakoa, if someone wanted to contact you, if there's someone listening right now that would like to know more about Botswana, either to visit there or to do business with you, importing or exporting, how would they do that?
Thank you so much, Jim. I was hoping you'd ask that question. We do have a website. Our web address is www.bedia.co.bw.
co.bw.
Right. And our email address, if you wanted to contact me directly,
uh-huh.
is bedia@bedia.bw.
Okay. And that's BEDIA, folks. That stands for Botswana Export Development and Investment Authority, BEDIA.co.bw.
.co.bw.
.co.bw. Okay.
Right.
Check
and then
that out.
And then the email address itself, which is probably a good starting point,
mm-hmm.
so that we can answer some of your other questions, would be bedia@bedia.bw.
And also, they have an embassy, a Botswana embassy.
Absolutely.
In Washington, D.C., and you can find that information just by calling in. I have a bunch of numbers, but I'm not going to give them out right now. But check that out when you get a chance, folks, if you're interested in doing some trade or even visiting Botswana. I'm sure that Mamasakoa would love to have you
as a guest. We would love to. It's our responsibility. We make sure you get there and you meet everybody you need to meet and you get all the information you need, and hopefully you make a positive decision before you come back.
Well done today, Mamasakoa. I thank you for being here. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
And let us know when you're back in the country. We will do that. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Quick break, right back. Jonathan Zuck after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.